massive dam will flood Canadian grid with power. It's no small feat to build a 695-megawatt hydropower generating station in northern Manitoba, Canada. After all, the weather can be quite unforgiving. It was minus 45 degrees Fahrenheit, said Charles McGowan of Hatch Limited, the company in charge of creating the dam. Do you know how cold that is? The Keesk Hydroelectric Generating Station is being constructed on the lower Nelson River, approximately 725 kilometers northeast of Winnipeg. The seven-year project will cost around $6.5 billion. The station was recently up for the Be Inspired Awards at Bentley's Year in Infrastructure 2015 conference in the megaprojects category. The Keesk Hydroelectric Generating Station is a megaproject finalist for Bentley's Be Inspired Awards, image courtesy of Hatch Limited. A megapower station. The Keesk Hydroelectric Generating Station is a large-scale project with even larger rewards. The designs for the plant include 7 turbine units with a rated capacity of 99 megawatts each. The project is being constructed with 3 earth-fill dams and 2 earth-fill dikes reaching a crest elevation of approximately 162 meters. It will require the placement of 360,000 cubic meters of concrete to create a reservoir space of 93 square kilometers. When production begins in 2019, the plant will create an average of 4,400 gigawatt-hours of electricity each year. It will be plugged into the national energy grid and is expected to power 400,000 homes across the country. Planning the Keesk Project. The plant is the result of an alliance between Manitoba Hydro and the Keesk Cree Nations, KCNs, 4 First Nations in Manitoba. The hope is that the plant will supply both the KCNs and Canada with plentiful electricity. The plant will also serve as a boost to the local economy by providing 2,000 jobs for local workers. Visualizations of the powerhouse provided insights into clashes in the design. Image courtesy of Bentley. Building the dam. Construction on the project began in July 2014 and completion is projected for 2021. Canadian company Hatch Limited is responsible for the project's designs. The company has been using Bentley Systems software such as EcoSim Building Designer, Navigator, ProjectWise and others to design and test the plant. The Keesk project even inspired a collaboration between Hatch Limited and Bentley Systems to enhance Bentley's microstation software. These enhancements allowed Hatch to model centerlines for B-spline curves. Converting the B-splines into manufacturable centerlines allowed for the addition of rebar. For more information, please visit the Keesk project website.